Inside Mac.
For Friday, June 16th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making the headlines. Gates steps down, a free preview on iTunes, Google's Shakespeare site, and Apple's World of Music. There was big news in the world of Microsoft as Bill Gates announced that he's stepping down. He wants to spend more time with his foundation, which is now the world's largest charity, committing $10.5 million in grants aimed at global health, education, and poverty. This isn't your usual two-week notice. On the contrary, Gates is given a two-year notice. As of July 2008, he will work part-time at Microsoft as chairman and technical advisor and will devote full-time to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. At that time, the company's chief technical officer, Ray Ozzie, will take the title of chief software architect and begin working side-by-side with Gates on all technical architecture and product oversight responsibilities. Gates had the investors in mind by prepping them about this departure, but Microsoft shares did fall by about 0.4%. ABC Family plans to promote its latest U.S. TV series, Kyle XY, through a deal with iTunes. A free preview of the show pilot will be available on iTunes 6 days before the show even debuts on TV. After the preview, the show will cost you the usual $1.99. The president of ABC feels that a preview on iTunes creates buzz and will increase awareness that will drive more viewers to the premiere on June 26th. Google has developed a William Shakespeare site, where its users can search the celebrated writer's plays till their heart is content. The site is called Summer with Shakespeare, and it links with the 50th anniversary of New York's outdoor Shakespeare in the Park Festival. Google's Shakespeare site uses the search company's controversial Google Book search, which was called Google Print. The companies hope to scan the world's books and put them online in searchable form has met with quite a bit of disapproval from authors and publishers. Google wants to digitize all the books held by its library partners, whether in the public domain or in copyright. Authors and publishers who don't want their books scanned have to indicate that they aren't interested in the program. Some writers and publishers don't agree with this. They believe that Google should have to ask their permission to digitize their works, not the other way around. The Google Book search will only show the snippet view if there is a copyright status question. The new internal Bluetooth upgrade for PowerMac G5, G4, and iMac G4 are now available. The compatible plug-and-play Bluetooth from FastMac will add Bluetooth wireless connectivity between the customer's desktop computer and the assortment of Bluetooth-enabled personal digital assistants, mobile phones, cameras, printers, headsets, keyboards, and computer mice. The module fits directly into the system's main logic board, attaching to the built-in Apple antenna. No drivers or software are required, and this upgrade will cost you about $25.95. This comes with a one-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Coming up, use an iPod, go to jail, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Apple has made 100 world music loops for GarageBand available as a free download for .Mac members. The loops are a small selection taken from the latest GarageBand jam pack, World Music. It's a collection of world loops, ethnic percussion, exotic strings, and regional wood instruments. The World Music collection includes sitars, flamenco guitars, Native American flutes, Highlands bagpipes, and Celtic tin whistles, to name a few. The full package contains over 3,000 Apple loops and 40 software instruments. The included audio samples can be used to build a foundation for solos or to create entire compositions using virtually every region and genre in the world. Mopar, the supplier of parts and accessories for Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles, has joined the ranks of corporate video podcasters. The Mopod video podcast includes videos of cool cars, decked-out garages, car club events, and professional and grassroots racing action. The site features what is described as raw footage of the Mopar Nation. It also features six categories: racing, Mopar Life, Mo-Rides, Extreme, Spotlight, and Heritage. The Canadian Automobile Association is calling on provincial government in Canada to adopt strict rules that would make it against the law for younger drivers to use MP3 players, cell phones, and other portable devices while behind the wheel because it makes them more dangerous drivers. CAA President David Flewelling believes that restricting these devices will help drivers to focus on driving. iPods are being blamed for bad drivers even though there is no conclusive evidence that shows that they are dangerous for drivers. But a study released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said all forms of distractions are collectively responsible for as many as 8 out of every 10 crashes. Flewelling feels that driver distraction is the biggest unreported traffic safety issue in Canada, and he wants to eventually make iPods off-limits for drivers and cyclists. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.